Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
He who made the oceans, the rivers, and brought the floodwaters of destruction upon the earth asked a woman at a well in Samaria for a drink of water, not because he was faint, but because it was his purpose to instruct her about the need which she had that only he could supply. She was totally ignorant of this water that he spoke of, and could only conceive of thirst being assuaged by the earthly water she came to draw out of this well. Just like Nicodemus, she did not have the capability in her flesh to have any comprehension of the spiritual things of which the Lord Jesus spoke. The Lord, in his merciful dealings with his children, first teaches them of their own barrenness and the multitude and magnitude of their sin. He pointed out her wicked ways and the fact that even as he spoke, she was mired in moral degradation. Most of the folks we come in contact with day by day are convinced of the value of their religious affiliations, and one only has to read the obituaries of men to discover that it is rare to find someone described in those columns who does not have some religious membership or connection. The water pot which this woman brought to draw water out of this well is typical of those things which men hold on to, which are but poor substitutes for the truth of God. Many shall perish by trusting in false Christs and doctrines of devils. However, that deception which is often the most dangerous is that which is closest to the truth. This woman held on to her water pot until such time as the Lord was pleased to reveal himself unto her. When that occurred, she immediately left her water pot because she had no need of it anymore. Some empty water pots that need to be discarded are family religious affiliations. Most people wind up walking in the religion of their mothers and fathers. This is not in itself a bad thing as long as man is not deceived into thinking that it is according to his heritage that he is numbered among the saints. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Another empty water pot that needs to be discarded is preacher worship. This exists in some form among all types of denominations and groups. It is especially prevalent among those who emphasize the teaching of sound doctrine and practice. Any man who has been called and equipped by God to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ is prone to be lifted up with pride from time to time, and to forget that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. It is natural for the saints to rejoice in the fact that these gifts are given to men, and to give deference of some type to them, but it is unhealthy and even leads to the destruction of some who think that every word that drops from the mouth of a particular preacher is to be received without scrutiny. Woe be to the preacher who encourages such admiration and does not admonish his hearers to examine the scriptures for themselves, and also to the listener who walks upon this enchanted ground. Christ is the shepherd, and he has made all of his children priests and kings in the earth. There is no hierarchy nor chief seats marked out in the house of God, even though the sons of Diotrephes can be found from time to time, along with those who boast that they are of Apollos or Cephas. And then another empty water pot that should be discarded is building worship. We should be thankful if the Lord has provided us a physical facility in which we can meet together, but we must never consider that it is anything more than a convenience for our comfort and carries with it no spiritual significance. Some collect funds to build such facilities under the guise of encouraging men to give as though this was some benefit to the Lord. Some form a greater attachment to bricks and mortar than they do to the house, which is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. This is an empty pot, to be sure. And then another empty water pot that needs to be discarded is doctrine for its own sake. Forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. What difference does it make when we can parrot doctrines in our sleep, if our heart is cold and we are not doers of the word as well as hearers? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Have you cast off your water pots of religion and fled to Christ?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.